From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The California legislature has completed a major portion of its session. Both the Assembly and the Senate finished voting Thursday on hundreds of bills that had to be out of their house of origin by the end of the week. The Senate approved several measures, including one to overhaul California's initiative process and another that would further increase the state's minimum wage. Senators rejected an attempt to label genetically modified foods and again rejected a moratorium on fracking. In the Assembly, members passed a measure that would give all employees in the state at least 3 sick days a year. Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez authored the bill. She refuted claims that it would lead to employers cutting jobs.
It seems that in places that have this policy already, places like New York City, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., people are rebounding even quicker than the parts of California that don't have this policy. So it's hard for me to equate unemployment with some paid sick days.
The Assembly rejected a bill that would regulate medical marijuana in the state. Now, the bills that passed will now move on to the other house for consideration. After 7 years of squabbles and false starts, this could finally be the year California legislature legalizes taxes and regulates internet gaming. Two factions of Indian tribes appear to have joined forces after agreeing on what kind of business model and other rules to support. Jacob Mejia is with the Pechanga tribe.
We don't have unlimited gaming throughout the state of California, so why should it be unlimited over the internet? Got to be some sensible, rational limitations in place there as well. So they've now had those discussions and have come to some agreements on that.
But other tribes, card rooms, and internet poker sites aren't yet on board. That could prevent any California legislation from moving forward. There's also well-funded opposition from Nevada casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson. His coalition to stop internet gambling argues state online poker revenues would fall short of projections while endangering children and the vulnerable. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.